Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, author of the guidebook series and the most recent book of mine, The Successful Mind. And welcome to today's session of the Life Masterclass, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali. And it's a warm day here and there's not much breeze blowing. So there you go, weather report for Bali. I'm always very excited to be able to share with you practical tips, tools and strategies for how we can increase your happiness, health, vitality and success in life. And also to make sure these coaching lessons and these different strategies go even deeper, make sure you check out the guided meditations, which I post a new one each month. Let's get ready for a new program. And as always, my aim is to keep things practical so that you walk away at the end of this podcast with something very practical that you can apply today. And hopefully one day I will see you at one of my Life Masterclass events, which I do in different places around the world, and brings me great joy seeing the changes that people are able to make. So today's podcast is as a result of something I observed within myself, and I like to think I do a lot of the inner work, and I've been doing that for a solid 20 years. And I do a lot of work around beliefs, the stories we tell, the thoughts we have, the dialogues that are happening internally. And I like to think that, I've peeled back a lot of layers. But it's amazing, you know, even pulling back the layers, having stuff creep up on you, like these stories that you tell, which are just outside of your periphery vision. And this is, you know, a lot of times I'm working one-on-one with someone to try and help them see what they don't see. It's just outside of their periphery vision. But I was doing this on myself, a bit of self-reflection. I was like trying to work out why I was feeling the way I was feeling. And it wasn't the happy, joyful feeling. It was like the stressed out feeling. And I started doing some journaling to get a better sense about what was going on. And I also had a conversation with a colleague of mine that I've known for decades. And in the conversation, it came up that I had like a belief around success which wasn't actually supporting me moving in the direction of elevating my success. And I'll explain it shortly so you get the full context of it. But I was just weirded out. I'm like, geez, the amount of work. I've written a book about authentic success. Like, it's a topic I dive deeply into. And here's me still realizing that I have these beliefs around particular topics, and in this case it was success, which actually derail me. So let's dive straight into it so you understand fully what I'm talking about. So here's my thinking pattern, the thought, the program that was playing sort of subconsciously, like outside of my conscious awareness. And what it essentially said was, if I have more success, if I experience more success, my life will become more complex. There'll be more confusion, there'll be more issues going on, and therefore I'll actually have less peace. Now, as I look at my life, and one of my goals is to experience more peace in my life. So if I have conflicting goals, I have this thing that says I want more peace in my life, but part of me is saying, yeah, but with success there's more complexity, so you'll have less peace. Can you see how there's this internal disruption? You're creating internal disharmony. And for the brain's, it's not in a coherent state. It's not in harmony because there's something pushing one direction and something pulling in the other direction. And what you tend to find then is there's not, you know, ease and grace. And as you move in the direction of this particular goal of success, because there's something sabotaging it from behind. And part of our work is to understand, what are the stories I'm telling myself, the thoughts I'm buying into, the loop recording I'm playing that is actually causing me to have this particular feeling going on or causing me to sabotage my potential success? So, you know, I have some tools to do the work around this stuff. Once I identify what the core limiting belief is that I'm going to be working on, the next step for me is to identify. So instead of having that playing as the loop recording, more success equals more problems equals less peace, which isn't going to make me want to move in the direction of more success, I ask myself, what would I like to feel? What would I like that internal dialogue to be? And I can choose what that is. So I came up with this idea that doing my life's work leads to deep peace. So doing my life's work, providing I'm doing my life's work, providing that's where I'm coming from, I'm okay if I'm doing my life's work, which is deeply meaningful, fulfilling, that there's going to be some challenges along the way because it goes deeper. So it's if I'm going in the direction of my life's work, if that's what I'm working on, if I'm working on something bigger than myself, then there's a deep sense of peace, a deep sense of fulfillment, a deeper sense of meaningfulness that goes with it. So instead of connecting with the worry about success, I connect to something even bigger, something more meaningful, a bigger why. And that bigger why is the thing that draws me along. It inspires me. And I'm like, I'm less focused on the story of more success equals. I'm more focused on the idea while I'm doing my life's work, I have this deeper sense of feeling happening deep within me. So, you know, my sharing of this experience is to let you know, one, you know, some of the limiting beliefs that are playing behind the scenes, some of the stories we're telling ourselves, some of those repetitive thoughts that we are playing out that are disrupting and sabotaging our ability to move forward in life with ease and grace and causing us at a subconscious level to sabotage the thing we think we most desire at a conscious level. And the second thing I want to say is, you know, here's me doing all this work and having done all this work for years and years. I still have stuff come up. So it's okay for this stuff to come up. It's just an intelligent idea, a smart idea, a wise idea to be aware of it and then be aware of what can I do when I identify this stuff. So first thing is become aware of it and then doing the work on it. And like I said, there's different techniques and tools that I use for it. If you want to speak to me about those particular things or you want to work through them, definitely check that out. Or I've also got the online workshop, Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. In there is a process, a technique that you can actually use that allows you to shift these beliefs. So it's a powerful workshop and you can work on some specific stuff there. So that might be highly beneficial, practical and useful for you. As always, if you've got any questions about any of the stuff I share here, don't hesitate to reach out, whether that's emails or whether that's Facebook sending me a message. I'm more than happy to help out. As always, thank you for joining me today. And if you want to go deeper on this work, as I said, check out the online workshop, Processing Your Limiting Beliefs. Join me for a life masterclass or reach out to me and we can do some one-on-one coaching work, either remotely or you can come and join me in this beautiful place called Bali. And we can spend a few days hanging out together, working on your stuff. That would be pretty cool. For more details on this, just check out my website, karlmassey.com. And there's a coaching tab there and there's training and events. You'll see the information there for the Life Masterclass and the Beliefs Workshop. So thank you for joining me today. And wherever you are on this amazing, beautiful, gorgeous, incredible planet of ours, have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.